Time now for your comments. Sports curmudgeon Frank DeFord invariably elicits a highly charged response from listeners. His latest commentary on the things he doesn't care about was no different.
My name is Jeremy Cadden, and I'm from Washington, D.C. NPR has hired DeFord as a sports commentator. He should either act as one and deign to care about his subject, or stand aside for someone who doesn't turn up his nose at the first scent of unholiness.
This is Michael Miller from San Antonio, Texas. Thank you for featuring Frank DeFord's commentary on I Don't Care on this morning's show. It's always refreshing to hear unabashed truth on the radio. Keep up the great work.
Steve Roggenkamp of Powell, Ohio, responding to coverage of gay marriage, says the Bush administration should support gay marriages to create jobs. Roggenkamp says with some weddings costing more than $20,000 a pop, 100,000 gay marriages would pump a couple $1 billion into the economy. A couple of corrections. In a story about the California town which banned smoking on its beaches, Kenny Goldberg reported the mayor of Solana Beach claims that the San Diego County town was the first to ban smoking in restaurants and bars. According to Americans for Non-Smokers, a national lobbying group, the first California city to do that was San Luis Obispo in July 1990. Analyst Cokie Roberts mistakenly left out Arkansas when she said the only southern states to currently have two Democratic senators are Louisiana and Florida. Arkansas Senators Blanche Lincoln and Mark Pryor are both Democrats. Some listeners thought they heard a little ad-libbing in actor Sam Waterston's reading of the Gettysburg Address.
That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom.
That under God jumped out for listener Ben Ballard of Laurel, Maryland. He notes that it did not appear in Lincoln's original text. What's going on, he wants to know. The Library of Congress says he's correct. There is no phrase under God on Lincoln's handwritten copy, but the president did insert it when he delivered the speech. Finally, from Alexandria, Virginia, Amy Hodgson said the musical selection Burning Down the House by Talking Heads sent her squiggling around the kitchen floor. Hodgson said the song swept her away like a time machine, and it was truly a cloudless moment. Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.